What you can hear is the excited buzz emanating from those nominated for the 2024 Twyford Together Community Awards, celebrating those individuals, groups and businesses who go the extra mile in our village. It happened on Monday the 18th of March, where the Royal Oak in Ruscombe opened up especially for the occasion. Various awards were handed out with a panel of independent judges representing different sectors of the community deciding upon the winners. They included Business of the Year, won by Home Instead, Community Group of the Year, awarded to Twyford Tennis Club, Food and Drink Award, La Fontana coming out on top, Go Green Award, given to Mayor's Refillables, Sportsperson of the Year, lifted by Melissa Buckle of Simply Fit, and the Gordon Story Award, won by Lisa Fowweather. And there were plenty of other awards up for grabs as well. For example, the Young Achiever of the Year. It was won jointly by Sophie Taylor, a Piggott School pupil, part of the Student Voice team, and a mentor for vulnerable students at the school, and Elwyn Mears. Elwyn was the first of a series of winners that I spoke to.
I'm basically a British para swimmer, and in swimming there's between S1 and S15, and typically S1 to S10 are physical disabilities. S1 would be more like no limbs, quite a severe disability, whilst S10 would be mild disabilities. And I fall in the S6, which is typically for dwarfs, as well as paralysed people. Typically, I stick to breaststroke and IM, and for those who don't know what IM is, it's every single stroke, which is very hard.
But individual medley.
Individual medley, exactly. That's what an IM stands for. And it's hard, but if you're good at it, that's what you're good at. So, yeah.
I feel you're underselling yourself a bit here, Elwyn. I need you to delve deep into the awards that you've been winning, the races you've been winning, particularly recently. Don't hold back.
I won't. I mean, this year I had county championships, which was Berkshire and Buckinghamshire. I walked away with 3 golds, 3 silvers and a bronze for the para category, and that was across 2 weekends. Literally 3 days later, I was on the plane to Aberdeen, and then at Aberdeen Internationals, I won 2 international golds, which was a lifelong dream to win an international gold, let alone 2, and that was in the 50 breaststroke, and that was across a 5-day period of intense racing against countries from all over the world. And it's almost an understatement to call it an experience, because there's not enough words that I can use to actually sum it up.
So why swimming? When did this start? What is it that you love about the sport?
I mean, I was in hydrotherapy from 6 months, so I've always been in the water. And my parents put me in for lessons when I was very young. I was at Maidenhead for a while, and then we got the offer from my current club, which had an enabled squad, which is for people with disabilities. And ever since then, that's where I've been, and I'm really happy with it.
Have you got any kind of particular aspirations regarding swimming?
I mean, obviously, the dream is the Paralympics 2028, which happens to be in LA, which would just be amazing. But that is dreaming big. But, like, you can't limit yourself and just dream big.
My name is Ian Wisdom. I'm the festival disorganiser for Twyford Beer Festival.
That's very modest. What have you won tonight?
Apparently a Citizen of the Year award, which is somewhat of a gobsmacking experience.
Yeah, you got a little bit emotional afterwards, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm not. We don't do this really being in front of everybody. It's my team and I do it just because we can.
Tell me a bit about the amount of money you've raised, why you reckon it's been such a success over the years.
It's been a success because we have a great team behind us, and also it's caught people's imagination. And every year the numbers have got better as far as attendance. The Saturday when we have the families out there is always a good experience. And I have an absolutely fantastic team behind me who give an awful lot of their own time to make it work.
Ian, fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, my name's Sharon Searle. I'm from the Polehampton Swimming Association.
I'm Carol Luscombe, also from Polehampton Swimming Association.
Start with yourself then, Sharon. You have a lovely certificate in front of us. What is it? What have you won?
We've won the Charity of the Year award. We are delighted because we're up against some very worthy opponents.
That's very kind. For those people who don't know, tell me a bit about Polehampton Swimming Association. Obviously, there's a swimming pool. I think you'd have to be pretty daft not to realise that. But what, in your opinion, makes it such a special place?
It's a place that brings people together, and it doesn't matter how old you are, everybody is welcome there, everyone has a part to play, and it's a community pool run by the community for the community. And it takes a lot of effort from a lot of people. It's not just down to any one person, it's a team effort, and we're very proud of it, aren't we?
Cards on the table. I use the pool an awful lot, and I cannot believe how lucky we are to have it in the area. We truly are blessed. So that's what I think about it. What are your thoughts? You've been involved with it quite a while. What's it meant to you?
It's an amazing facility. You've got a 25 metre pool that is suitable for swimmers of all ages.
Tell me about the other kind of things you have going on.
We have lots of sessions. So from the early birds, which are three times a week, we have the evening lane swimming three times a week, family sessions after school and Saturday mornings. So we have spent a lot of time and effort on the pool, but we do every day, and every year we try to improve things. So if you come down on our open day on the 4th of May, you will see some improvements. We have just had our showers refurbed, and in fact that's happening at the moment. And for our sort of people with limited restricted mobility, or young children, or older people, we are hoping to have some easy access steps in this year as well. So come on down and see what we've done over the winter.
Sally Ginchell, or as I'm known at the infant school, Mrs. Ginchell, and I've just won the Teacher of the Year award, which is very thrilling. It's been a lovely, jolly evening, lots and lots of bonhomie and good-hearted people and warm atmosphere here. And of course, I was absolutely blown away to have been nominated and win the award. I always think I've got the best job in the world, and it's absolute joy and pleasure to be in the lives of so many young people and their parents too, which is why I really like working in the community I also live in. So thank you very much for everyone who's put these awards together. It's been great.
I haven't even had to ask a question.
Sorry! I thought you wanted me just to rattle
on. No. I will now ask a question. That's first class work. You mentioned their parents. You know, I admit that you taught both of my children as well. So when I saw you this evening, I couldn't bring myself to call you Sally Ginchell. It just does. It sticks in my throat. I've got to say, Mrs. Ginchell, can you do an interview for me, please? And it's the first ever Teacher of the Year award. Ridiculous question. Were you surprised? What were the emotions that ran through your head when you won the award?
I was just thrilled to bits, really. Lots and lots of parents at school have said, I've seen you on your Facebook page. I've seen you've been nominated for Teacher of the Year award. I really hope you get it. How do we vote? So I know I've got a very warm following of parents. But when I listened to the nomination, it brought a tear to my eye because it was quite poignant.
Have you ever had a case of knowing the children of anyone you taught?
Yes, I've got a little girl in my class at the moment whose mother I taught.
That must be weird.
Well, it's funny, it's really nice. It's one of the lovely things about living in Twyford and working in Twyford. So I like the fact that when I go to Waitrose or the library or Wood, wherever, that I can guarantee there's always somebody I see. And it's just delightful. You know, it makes you smile because they're all very warm relationships. When children are little, of course, everyone needs their children to settle happily at school. And I love the fact that I have a special role in the lives of children and families.
That was Sally, also known as Mrs. Ginchell, from Polehampton Infant School and the Twyford Together Community Awards Teacher of the Year. Congratulations to her and all of the other winners and nominees. Thanks for listening to the RG10 podcast. If you've got 30 seconds on your hands, please do leave the show a rating and review. It won't win you an award, but you will feel warm and fuzzy inside, knowing that you've done a good deed. Goodbye.